B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
All right, Troy, so you're looking for Melinda? Is that what it is?
Yeah. So I met this girl online.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And we chatted back and forth a little bit, got to know each other, and we decided to end up going on a date, right? And then we never really got to finish it. It was going great, but after we ordered dessert, she got a call from a friend who's just sobbing hysterically on the other line and said she needed her.
What?
Yeah. She's crying extremely loud. I could hear her no problem. This girl's going through it.
Oh, so you could hear her, did she have her on speaker, or you could just hear her?
No, it was not on speaker. She's trying to keep it quiet, trying to console her as quietly as she can. But this girl is sobbing. I think the people at the other table could hear her.
What happened to her?
Well, so I waited a few hours and texted her just to see if everything was okay, trying to get a vibe out of what was going on, you know. Mm-hmm. And she didn't respond. And you know, that kind of stuff happens. But at this point, I'm just genuinely worried about her. I genuinely want to know if she's okay, you know?
Yeah. Mm. I'm kind of curious what happened to her friend. Clearly, I think that you're going to get another date out of this. We're going to call her and see if we can find out what happened to the friend. And then we'll throw in the date part two. All right. Well, we'll call her. And like I said, maybe not a slam dunk. We'll say a layup. Hang on. Stay quiet. We're going to call her right now.
Hello?
Hi, is this Melinda?
Yeah.
Oh, perfect. So, Melinda, my name's Ramiro, and I'm here with Pebbles and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station, and...
Wait, I'm sorry.
It's Ramiro. My name's Ramiro. I'm here with Pebbles and Melissa. We're calling you from a radio station. There's three of us on the phone.
Good morning.
Oh my God, you sound just like, good morning. Sorry, you sound just like this ass for my job.
Wow. I have great news for you. One, I'm not the ass from your job. Two, I'm calling you with good news because there's a guy who you know that wants to go on a date with you. And so basically we're calling to ask you, and I'll tell you his name, but we're calling to ask you about the date. And if you say yes, we will pay for whatever date you choose. So you could tell us where you want to go. You could tell us when you're free. Like, you know, when you're available, we'll pay for the drinks, the dinner, all that stuff.
Okay. Well, I've been talking to this guy, so.
Yeah. Oh, perfect. Mm-hmm. Is the guy you've been talking to Troy by any chance?
Oh. No.
No?
Yeah. Huh.
Okay. Troy is a piece of shit.
Troy's a piece of shit. He said that when you guys went out that your friend called you up crying and that like you had a bounce on him and you were supposed to finish the date another time, but he hasn't been able to get in contact with you.
Oh, yeah, no. That's nothing happened. That's just how you get out of a date. Like, what the
What? Well, hold on. Oh, Jesus. Melinda, Troy.
No.
Troy's on the phone right now and he heard you say that.
Yeah. What the That's literally never happened to me before.
Why would you want to get out of a date with Troy? I thought, so what happened with your friend?
Because you f***ed her over and you're a piece of shit. And so.
What?
Wait, no. What friend?
Nicole. What the f*** is Nicole? Okay, you're acting like you don't know. Okay, you work at Auto Body.
No, I work at Meth. My brother works at the auto body shop.
Wait a minute.
Oh, wait, let me guess.
I'm confused.
He's your twin.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, he is. And I will admit, he's a massive piece of
Wait, hold on a second.
Wait, what?
Your brother? There's a lot of people here. So you have a twin brother, Troy?
Yeah, I have a twin brother. He works at an auto body shop.
Stop.
He's a massive piece of
Wow.
Oh,
and he f***ed over your friend, Melinda?
He is such a piece of shit.
But what did he do?
You got the wrong guy, right? It's what it sounds like.
My friend was having issues with her car.
Uh-huh.
And she brought it to this body shop.
Uh-huh.
And I guess the brother was just like hitting on her from the second she brought the car in. And of course she's like, no, I don't want to go on a date. I want you to fix my car. And since then,
what's been happening is that, like, the issue will be fixed, but then, like, I don't know, a few days or a week later, the car will have another issue, which keeps causing her to have to bring the car back in.
Uh-huh.
And so she finally got so pissed that she brought it to another place. And of course, lo and behold, her car is finally fine with nothing else happening to it. And she's pissed at how much money this guy got out of her.
Yeah, no, that's his MO. That's what he does. He talks about how he takes his cars with tape and glue. He feels like eventually the girl's going to come back and go, oh, yeah, like, why not? You know, on the sixth time, that's definitely what I want to go.
I love how he's selling his brother. Wow.
So wait, do you really have a brother who does this, Troy? Like, you're not...
I have a twin brother who's always gotten me into trouble because he'll do and then I have to take the fall for it because people just go, oh, look, it's that dude.
So, Melinda, how did you guys find, like, how did you mistake Troy for his brother? I don't understand how the connection was made.
So, Nicole and I were Tindering. Together. And she, like, as I'm swiping through, she's like, oh, my God, that's the ass from the auto body shop.
But it was Troy.
Well, it was Troy, but we thought this is his brother. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so we came up with this idea for payback.
What,
yeah.
Did you order a bunch of food and drinks and stuff like that?
Literally every single thing off the menu.
Oh my God.
$600?
Over $600.
God damn!
I mean, you could still be lying.
That is true. I mean, you could just be saying that we've had guys before lie and say that they were their own brother.
Okay. You know what? That's fair. I get that a lot. How about I conference him in on this call?
Okay. Huh? Let's call your brother.
Okay.
This is so weird.
Yo, what's up? You working today? Yeah. Why? Nothing. You know what? Nothing. I gotta go. See? I literally called you.
Oh my God.
Wow.
He really does have a piece of twin brother.
Wow.
That sucks for you. That must happen to you a lot.
I literally live a soap opera. That's just sort of my life.
That's awful.
Okay, well, listen.
This is easy.
This is easy to solve. Go on a date with Troy. You and Troy.
I mean, the date wasn't horrible.
So you're agreeing to another date?
I mean, yeah.
Boom!
I guess so.
Wow.
The second date update on the 10th.
Weekday mornings at 6:10, 7:10, and 8:10.
If you need a second date update, email us. getupcrew@hot969boston.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.